just chatting about 750 goals for Jaromir Jagr as he scored again last night. So to move into a company with Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe. Do you remember your first game that you played against Jaromir Jagr, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm trying to remember a little bit, but I think it was with Dallas. I think actually that game he high sticked me, and I had a pretty good mark on my face from him. So I remember that. Probably my favorite high stick I've ever taken, I guess.
Darren Millard along with Gord Stellick and Jeff Merrick here in Hockey Central at noon. Big win last night. Give us the 4-1-1 on Jared Bednar, your new head coach.
Yeah, you know what? He's been awesome. You know, I think the structure that he's brought to our team has been something that's been, you know, really, really great for our club to play, and has given us, I think, a lot of our success so far. And just the way, you know, he deals with us day to day, and he pushes us, but, you know, is also very personable and a nice guy. And excuse me. So that's been something that's been really positive for our team. And, you know, we've had fun playing for him so far.
And Patrick Waugh, strong personality. I'm curious, what tangible difference-wise do you notice about him compared to Patrick Waugh?
Yeah, I mean, both are. Patty is a great guy. I mean, Patty worked very hard here when he was here, and you know, obviously had some success with us as well. But at the same time, you know, Jared, I think the biggest thing is Jared's very. He's very particular. His attention to detail is second to none. I think that's not in turn. I'm not really contrasting the two. I'm just, you know, stating, you know,
sure.
Jared's strengths, his strengths in terms of, you know, the detail. We're prepared for every situation out there. And the thing I really like is that there's no gray areas at all. You always know where you're supposed to be and what to do. And if you don't, he's got an answer for you right away when you ask him. That makes playing hockey a lot easier than if you're, you know, just trying to completely read the game and read your teammates all the time.
Bednar, of course, not a Hall of Famer, unlike Patrick Waugh. He's someone that, as a player, played in the ECHL. He sort of played all over the American League. He coached in the American League, coached in the ECHL. He even played roller hockey for a season in RHI. When you look at someone, Matt, that's a lifer like that and a career minor league guy who's fought and clawed and scratched to get where he is, does that resonate with the players?
I think there's a level of respect there, absolutely. I think, you know, the thing for me was, even before I met him, the fact that he had coached at the East Coast level and AHL level and had won at both those levels, and obviously last year, pretty dominating performance by his team in Cleveland there. You know, I think that gained my respect, like, instantly, just because, you know, every team, doesn't matter what level it's at, is kind of built the same way in terms of, you know, the players. You have your top two lines, you've got your bottom six up there on forward, and then you've got your D-man, you've got your top guys, you've got your more defensive guys. And it's all about managing those players and getting the best and the most out of them. And, you know, I think his team last year had two losses in the playoffs or whatever. So when you see something like that, that just tells you that he's amazing at obviously getting guys to play together and play as a five-man unit and getting the best out of, you know, a talented group. And you know, that's what he's brought to us so far.
More impressive was the late jump he got in getting this job.
Yeah, I think he did an outstanding job. I know Joe Sakic did a great job as well, you know, in the hiring process. Obviously, I mean, it was mid-August when Patty stepped down.
Yeah.
And, you know, camp, you know, a month and a bit away. I think it was fortunate this year for our team that we had the World Cup going on, you know, for the guys back in Denver just to have a couple, you know, extra days to prepare and get ready. And I think, you know, from what even when I was at the World Cup, what I was hearing about camp was, you know, amazing things, and guys were positive and really excited. And when I got back, you know, I could see why.